This week's Shiurim have been sponsored by Family Weeder, Leilu Nishmas, Mamas Miriam, Chaya, Bas Rav Yecheskel. Aleha Shalom.
Meshchodesh Menachemov, Monday the 1st of August, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus. May one draw a picture of the sun?
Good morning, Rabbi Isaac. Good Chodesh. We should see the Ula Shleima Bakar of Mitzvah Shem. The topic is, may one draw a picture of the sun? Well, the answer is simple, yes or no. But we need a whole shir about it. So let's get it, start from the Makar in the Gemara. The Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah that Rabbi Gamliel used to have ways of checking the Eidim. When it came to give Eidus by Kiddush HaChodesh, he would have ways of checking and asking them, did you see like this, did you see like this? The most tsurois levonis hoyleil Gamliel bali yosei betavla b'koisum. He had on the wall pictures of the moon, and he asked them, did you see like this, see like this? For Omelhem, Kizeri isem, Kizeri isem, Freit di Gemara, Omishori, are you allowed to do such a thing? Voksiv, it says in the Pasuk, in end of Mishpatim, I think it is, actually end of Yisroi, Voksiv leisasun iti eloye kesev leizav. Where is it? Yisroi, yeah? Oh. You may not make iti with me. Now the word iti seems superfluous. What does iti teach us? So we learn from that, may not make any shamoshim, any of the heavenly bodies, he may not imitate them, he may not make a tzura of them. So how can Gamliel go along and make a tzura of the Levana? You're not allowed to do such a thing. That's what Gemara asks. Now what's the reason for this Issa? Now there's a rule, we are not Derish Tamad Dekra. We can't give reasons for psukim, for mitzvahs. We're allowed to give reasons, like the Mefarshe, HaMitzvahs, the Baal HaMitzvahs, the Smag, or the Chinuch and the Rambam, give reasons. We can't paskin according to those reasons, say only in this case, not in that case. We're not Derish Tamad Dekra. But the Rambam gives a reason, because of Avodah Zarah, this would lead to Avodah Zarah, and the heavenly bodies seem to be in the type of thing which people were over generally, so therefore, loisasun iti. But that's not negea exactly the reason, but that's the din. As if the Gemara says, the Gemara, Shani Rab Gamliel, the Acherim Osalim. He didn't make them himself. The Issa is for a Yid to make them. It's not Issa for Goy to make them. Or even if it's not really negea whether the Goy made it with het or not het. The main point is, it was made, he went to the shop and he got a picture of the Levana, put it in his attic, and that's there. He himself personally cannot have made it. So Tosis asks. Tosis doesn't know he went to a shop. Tosis knows that he asked the Goy to do it. So you can't ask the Goy to do something which we are not allowed to do. You're not allowed to tell the Goy to do either. How could he tell the Goy to do it? So Tosis was Terech Mitzvah. It was Terech Mitzvah, he'd have to tell a Goy to do a Melacha Terech Mitzvah, that's Tosis Teretz. And the Rosh Taka says he went to the shop and he bought it. They made it of their own accord. Akoponim, what do we see? And this is Gepaskin and Shulchan Aruch. We see here that's also to make a dmus of a levana. The Loshna Brisa is, Brisa enumerates a number of celestial, is that the right word? Mm-hmm. Yes, celestial bodies which one may not copy. Vartanya, Loisasun iti, Loisasun gemus, Shamosha, Mashamshun, Fana Bamor, Kin Chama, Olavana, Kichovim, Umazolis. The sun, the moon, the stars, and the mazolis. Now, what are the mazolis? The mazolis, there are 12 mazolis. There's Shoir, and Sula, and Tumim, and scales. Since they depict the formation of stars, the constellations, you may not draw them. That's what Brisa says. Right. Okay, that's Ikka, what's going to give us at the moment. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridei Chelet Beis, and Simakuf Mem Aleph and Sif Dalet. So there's a Machaber, and he enumerates all these various things which may not draw. Also, Letzaya Tzurash Bamad Shchina, Fulim Dalet Ponim Adi Adadi, that means the form of the Kisei HaKovod, Vachin Tzurash Shrofim Vafanim Alchi Ashos, and we start that bit of Gemara. Malachim, you may not draw a picture of the Malachim. We don't know what Malachim look like, so it probably won't be over. But if you'd know what they look like, you couldn't draw them. You can't draw a picture of a human being. If there's time later, we'll come to Abba Hashem. Okay. Of Bashakas, it's only also if it's protruding. Of Bashakas, Kaisim Shogim Bebeged, Shemitsarim Bakoisil, Samonim Mutalasis. And the Issa of doing the beginning of this Sif, which talks about the making a picture of a human being, only applies if it's a sculpture, if it's sticking out. But if it's embedded in, what's the right word? If it's engraved, yeah, there's no Issa. Okay. If it's to teach a lesson, it's muta, even if it's boiled. The Gemara actually says this as a teretz on Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel could do it because it was to teach people and to understand the truth, whether the Edom are giving the right testimony. So that was the heter. So the special heter, l'hovin l'hoir, is if it's necessary for educational purposes. Right. Oh, now, says the Shulchan Aruch, the tzuras chama olavana koychavim, also bein beletis bein shakas. A tzura of the sun, moon, and stars, it doesn't bring mazalas, but the Paschim say, obviously, mazalas, well, you can't be chaylik on the Gemara, and all these you're not allowed to do, whether it's protruding or whether it's engraved. Now, what's the makai for this? The makai for this is a Tosfos. Tosfos asks, the Gemara says clearly that according to Tosfos Pshat in the Gemara, the din is that the is only applies on something which protrudes, only if it's sticking out. So, in fact, what's the Gemara's kasha on the sun and the moon? Rabbi Gamliel, who told us Rabbi Gamliel had a picture of the moon which was protruding? Actually, it was engraved. Perhaps he made it just an engraved picture. How does the Gemara know to ask us for kasha? Says Tosfos, there's a big difference. A human being, when you see him in the tzura 3D. He seems to you 3D. So the is only to imitate and to do such a type of tzura, which is 3D, the way we see it. Whereas the sun and the moon, we don't see it 3D. We see it flat in the sky. We don't see any depth to it at all. The sun, the moon, the stars, we don't see any depth to it. Therefore, the Issa applies even if it's shikea, means it's engraved, or even if it's flat, the Issa applies. And that's the Makar of this Shulchan Aruch, who says that there's an Issa on the sun and the moon and stars, even if it's flat. Even if it's engraved. Flat, we'll come to in a minute, but Shulchan Aruch is talking, bein, Boiletis bein shakas, whether it's coming out or going in. Right. So that's the background behind the actual din. So, I brought my props along, put one of my children's shmaya cards. And the question is this permitted? So those people who are listening would have to just imagine, get their own shmaya card out. Here on this picture, if you can see, it's got a picture of the sun over here, a beautiful picture of the sun, and it's got stars, it's got some five-edged pictures over there. So here you have the sun, and here you have the stars. Is that muta? Is it asa? According to what we learned, the chayitz asa. Why is it asa? Because there's issa to make the tzura of the sun. This is a picture of the sun.
It's neither boletus nor shakas.
Yes. Oh, very good. So Lemais, it's not boletus or shakas, it's flat. Now that's not mentioned with furish or shukhanot. Now the shit of the Turi Zohov, the Taz, I'll give a background to this as well. The Turi Zohov and the Shach ask the Kasha on the Masorim. I put a Masor along as well, just to, I wasn't sure if I find a Masor here, but I found more Masorim at the back than I found Gemara's. But this is on the Masa of Tfilas Tal on Pesach. It's got a picture of the Mazalis. So for those who don't remember from when they saw it in their Masa, how do you see inside or imagine? It's got pictures of the Mazalis. So Frank the Taz as lift up. So the Taz first asks with another Kasha. He has another Kasha. He says that if there's Issa to make a picture of the Mazalis, then you shouldn't be able to draw a fish. You can't draw a fish because one of the Mazalis is a fish.
It's a context in which you draw it from, isn't it?
Huh?
It's a context in which you draw it, isn't it?
It seems from the Taz, it doesn't depend on the context. It seems from the Taz, it's a good point, but it seems from the Taz, that's not after the point, after the context. The Taz seems to be Machma in any case. But the Taz is Maram as your Svara. He asks, how could Rav didn't use a signature, didn't write, I'm sure he could write, but he didn't, he just used a picture of a fish as his signature. That's what he signed on the shtar, put a fish symbol in, a symbol. So in fact, how do you draw a fish? And that was his signature. That was his, he had a special way of drawing a fish, that was the signature.
Why a fish?
I don't know why fish, that's what he chose. I don't know, perhaps he liked fish 9 days after. Yeah, okay. Oh, then he asked the kasha, in fact, the Taz, that what do you do with the mazum? So the Taz is mechadish, that the whole issa only applies if it's either shekas or beretis, going out or coming in. But if it's neither, if it's flat, it's mutter. He's still not happy about the mazum, because it's a bit like Graham saying, he's more makel when you just do it for a signature, rather than do it to shame the mazolis. He's not so happy about it, the Taz. But that is the shit of the Taz. That flat is no issa. However, one cannot rely on this lahalacha, because the Shach and the Kudus HaKasef argues, and he says all the poskim argue on this, and it seems clear from the Rambam and other poskim that flat is exactly the same as beletis and shakas. The Pischa Tshuva in Sekot and Vav and Sekot and Ches brings a machlokes. In one place it brings some do rely on the Taz, some don't rely on the Taz, but lahalacha is the shayla of a deraisa, and if a flat, this shitta is of the Taz is. He's only miyut shitta, because Rav Poskin don't hold that way. So there's no heter to draw such a thing. I'm not saying we have to go and give a person malchus who's drawn that picture, because, you know, according to Taz, it would be mutter. But it's nevertheless, one should not do it. So it's important to know, and you can't do it. Now, to come to practical applications of this, it could day-to-day life. You know, draw an artist, draws a picture of the sun, the moon, the stars, it's all asa. Sounds very chomedic. My father once asked from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Shaila, when your children draw pictures of the sun, what should you tell them? He said, yeah, should be careful. It has to look like the sun. If it's just a vague, it looks a bit like the sun, that's not called the sun. It has to look to an onlooker, it would look like the sun. A photo. Now, to take a photo, especially nowadays with digital, is no issue, because you're not doing anything at the time that you're taking the photo. It's just a kind of a message on the chip. There's nothing happening. The problem is to print out the photo. That isn't issa. To put it in a machine and press the button and the photo comes out. If there's a photo of the sun, it's asa. Now, what's on part of the sun? Does issa only apply to the whole?
Yeah? Will all this apply to all the mazolas? You can't draw a bucket, for instance.
Oh, so the mazolas, right. So, right, very good. So the mazolas is the maaser. The shach gives a different text. Shach asks on the mazolas, how can they draw it? Shach gives, oh, so the first, the Shach says two truths. Firstly, in the case of the Gemara with the fish, the Shach says the Issa and the Mazalas is only all 12 Mazalas for Yachar. Those are the Shach. It's only all 12 together. To draw a bucket and to draw a thing is no Issa. Yeah, is that all 12 together? So you can't be over this Issa unless you actually draw all 12. Aye, what's about the Machzoirim? How can they draw them? So the Shach, before we come on to the part of the sun, I'll just finish off what we just brought up. Very important point. The Shach says, in the Kudus HaKesef, which is his Oros on the Shach, he says, Mashacholak ala metzainim b'machzoirim ein uklum, v'dova poshetav al hovon ala hoiris. He says, the heter to draw the pictures in the machzoirim is for educational purposes. In other words, he's tainering the Shach that people daven better when they know that there is to do with the mazel. The mazel is not there just for fun. It's to indicate that we're davening that the mazel of this mazel should have a good towel, and this mazel, and all the various mazolas. And you can daven better if you know, actually, you've got a tziur in front of you, and you know this is talking about this particular mazel. So it's lehoven lehoiris. That is the heter of the shach. Lehoven lehoiris, to teach you. That's one heter. Another heter says the shach.
What?
Could be. No. Oh, 1 minute. Yeah, but I said all 12 biyachad. Only all 12 biyachad. Shach says only all 12 together. Yes, la halacha. Only all 12 together. Hey, separate is no problem. That's clear. No. The sun is a separate body to the mazal. Mazal is one unit. It's obviously a unit. It's interesting, but that's what Shach says. We must look at how many kechavim is called kechavim. The notion is kechavim. Is there a unit of? You can't say all the kechavim because there's so many trillions of kechavim. There's I read recently there's more kuchas. If you work it out, there's all the sand in the world, the grains of sand, they work out the cheshbon, there's double the amount of stars in the whole universe over the amount of grains of sand. So they are the name of the Rasamon of Shech. We're not talking about all the kechavim. So obviously you have to draw the line somewhere. Does it mean two? Does it mean three? I don't quite know. That's the truth of the matter. I don't know. But certainly to draw in the sky a number of stars is a shayla. It'd be a very big shayla. That's kechavim. Mazon is all 12 biyachat. That's clear. Oh, very good. You're mechamet in that last sentence of the Shach. Shach says, "V'oi that ain't a tzur gemura." He says in the Machzorim, it's not a tzur gemura. Now I was mentioning, what does this mean? Ain't a tzur gemura. I think what it means is, if you look at the picture, look at the lion on that in that mach, you'll see it doesn't really have to have a lot of imagination to think it's a lion. It looks more like a pussycat, I think, over there. It's really not a tzur gemura. It doesn't really. You don't really realize it's a lion unless you saw at the top tzuris ari, you know, mazel ari. I think that's what the Shach means. So that's what Moshe Fashion told my father, written in the father's Sefer Mekorei HaBrach, that if it doesn't really look like the sun, then it's okay. So for example, if you'd make a pegima in it, you know, take out a little bit of it, then that's not the tzura of the sun. And that's Mekorei Shulchan Aruch, in fact. We've got to come to the sun in a minute. But just to summarize what I've said so far, because we've said a lot of things. Basically what I've said so far is that the Issa to make the Surah's Chama Levana, celestial bodies, applies even if it's flat. It's one shitter that does not apply if it's flat, but la halacha, it's very difficult to rely on this shitter. It's a question of a deraisa. We did bring, however, that when it comes to the mazolus, it doesn't apply just to one of the fish and whatever it is. It applies to all 12 together. And we brought two heterium, important heterium mentioned in the Shach. One is lahavan lahoros, it's also mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, which is for educational purposes. And one is a heter, if it's not a tzur gemura, it doesn't really replicate the actual, whatever it is, the mazolus, the chulu, etc. The Rambam is mashma as avodah zara. Yeah, there's mashma from the Rambam. There's mashma.
What's the source of
the raisa? The posuk in the Torah, l'sasun iti. It's a deraisa. It's brought down in the Moina mitzvahs. L'sasun iti, eloi chesed elezov. So iti is meyuta, and it teaches iti means Meshamshin, it means those which are with me, the heavenly bodies. Meshamshin lefonai b'amorim. That includes the chamel of honor, kichavim, etc.
The purpose of serving it all.
It doesn't make any difference what you do it for. Even if you don't do it for any purpose of it, it's to do it. I tell you, we often say, you can't be Dersh Tama to Kra and say, you know, in this particular circumstance, it's going to be more. The Torah asks it, full stop. We can't give it to him.
So the kids that draw a circle and the rays coming out, that's okay or not? It's the sun. For them, it's the sun.
Could be awesome. A circle that runs on it. If it's you don't know it's the sun, then it's mutav. If it's the Adak Tana says the tzura of the sun, which is osa, is the tzura through the way we see it, and the way it's not the actual emes of the sun. It's the way we see it, and that the way we see it, he says, is a sun with jagged edges coming out. That is it's osa in chanama. It's osa. Just to draw a circle doesn't depict the sun because it could be orange. Yeah, but if it's a circle with jagged edges, that depicts the sun. It's also
today we've had people standing on the moon, so it's trying to see it. Yeah, from the space station and places like that, they don't see it flat.
See, that's a different story. But I say, since we see it, Rabbi Nodim see it that way, it's obviously also. Yeah, it's true. But those people are only mute, the mutant.
Humankind can see it.
Yeah, it doesn't change the thing. But yes, that's what the Torah talks to us about. Obviously, that's what the Torah is talking about. So that's also. Right. I spoke to Mafalk about whether we could possibly make it if you don't colour in the sun. If you don't put colour in, then it doesn't really replicate the sun. He felt there's no difference. As long as this is an indication of the sun, the fact that you've not coloured it in is. No, it shouldn't make a difference. It shouldn't make a difference. This is a tzura of the sun. What can be making about is it is part of the sun. And that is Gebot on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that all these isurim only apply to a tzura shleima. So Kufrim Aleph, Siv Zayin. Yesh Mishayimah, Shalai Amru, he's talking about tzuras Adam. The Amru tzuras Adam, Ela, Vedrum tzura shleima, Chole Vareh. He's talking about a human body, Aval tzuras Rosh, Aguf, Beloi Rosh, Ein Vashom Eser. Part of the body is Mutah. So therefore, a sun, if you just do half the sun, is muta. However, he's got a sofer, Rabbi Falk. What happens if you do a sun the way it's visible at sunset? Right? There's half a sun, but that's the natural way of seeing it. So it's a sophic about that. That's also not clear. If one does want to draw a sun, one should do it in the top right-hand corner or one of the corners or the edge of the paper where you never see the sun that way, in which case it's mutar. Likewise, it's a sophic by the moon. See, the moon is also even on part of the moon. That's the proof is from Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara asks on Rabbi Gamliel, how could he have pictures of the moon? The moon wasn't the whole moon. Because the answer is, the moon is seen that way. It all depends on the way we see it. So, from this in Karel, it suggests that if one puts a picture of the moon with a cloud in front of it, it's mutar. But Falk is not so happy about it, because since it's a natural way of seeing it, everyone understands that is the moon, it's a natural way, it's mutar. So if you chip out a little bit, that's something different, or miss out the top half, that's something different. But if it's covered with a cloud, it's not clear. So one should be machmir and only do, you know, only part of it. Now, to do a jigsaw puzzle, have a jigsaw puzzle with the sun and the moon on, is he allowed to do that? So it's mutar. It's mutar to do such a thing because it's only arai. It's only temporary. And the proof is from the Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha of Rabbi Gamliel, how could Rabbi Gamliel have made a how could he make the tzura of the Chamel of Honor? How could he do it? So one of the tzuras from the Gemara is Shal Prokim Hoya. Prokim Hoya means it was made out, it was like a puzzle, jigsaw puzzle, and he put it together at the time the Edim came. So Mechas Chinuch asked the Kasha, how could he put them together? So it's made out of Prokim, he's putting it together. The answer is, since only a temporary basis, it's mutter. So to make a jigsaw puzzle, we see from the Gemara, is mutter. I'm not talking about Shabbos. Shabbos is Kosev. Yeah, but this, you will see here, that this Issa seems to be only with, has to be more permanent. It's not enough, but Shabbos doesn't have to be a something which is a permanent thing. If it's Kosev and it's going to be undone later, you're going to rub out something in an hour's time. There's an Issa on Shabbos. But this is something which is a temporary thing, is, you see from the Gemara, it's mutar.
Most children's pictures get thrown away.
I know, but that's something different. That's thrown away. Here we're talking about when it comes up later. What are those pictures on the clock? Sorry, is that those on the shvatim? Are they mazalas?
I don't know.
Mazalas, Ivan. Are they the shvatim? Are they the shvatim? I think the shvatim. They're the shvatim.
Window behind you.
No, the
window behind you. The left window. Yeah. The sun, the moon, and the stars.
I can't see the sun.
The sun is the yellow thing, and there's the moon.
The
one
nearest
us.
Yeah,
the one.
Okay, look, I'm going to break the window. I don't know. We have to move back soon. Now, are you allowed to draw Morgan David? So Ramnism says, yes, you are allowed to. Morgan David is not a star. It's not a star. Morgan David is a different thing completely. Apparently it's the Morgan of David HaMelech, which was six-sided, it had Kabbalah in Yonim to it, it was the Morgan, you're not depicting the star.
Yeah.
So I had a Kasha, how can you draw a star, you know, back of Sforim, have a star, like a normal star, you know, just to show this, how can you draw the star? So you could say what Graham wanted to say, you're not Mechavan on the stars of the sky. But he said to me, Rabbi Falk told me even better svara, that really, you're not really drawing a star. You just, it's a nice five-shaped, it's a five-cornered shape of some sort of symbol. That you have round, you know, like in the Gemara, you have a circle sometimes, and you have Gidli Nashas, a circle with a bit of ink in the middle, and you have squares. It's a nice way of showing, if you're doing a square for that matter as well, it's not really a machavan on a star. But in a case like that, I showed you on this thing here, on the Shema card, where they're actually depicting the star. So it's also. Now the question is a five cornered shape, is that really the star? It's not really the way we see the star at all. We see the star, you see it's a round ball in the sky with perhaps some light around it. It's not even the way we see it. However, it's still also. The proof is from the Poskim. All the Poskim discuss the Mazalas. Yeah? Now you and me, and most people, they look at the sky and see the constellations, will not see a fish in the sky, will not see an ari in the sky, or scales. It's just some kind of heskem b'nei odom. That's the consensus, that the way the world has called this shape of stars, has called it the fish, or called it whatever it is. Or the Latin word for it, you probably, where they all got names, and the shayr and these things, they've got certain names. But it's not really a shayr. But nevertheless, since the Haskamas B'nai Adam is to depict that heavenly body or that collection of stars in this surah, even though it's not the actual way we see it, but since that's the way the Haskamas B'nai Adam is to look at it, it's also. We see that from all the poskim because they discuss the mazonos. Mazonos is not the way we actually see it, but since that is the method whereby we maramas and we say we depict those heavenly bodies, it's also. So the same would apply for these stars, even though it's not the actual way we see it. But since this has Thomas Ben Adam, that a five cornered shape is, it depicts the stars in the heaven, it's also. So to print it out is mutas. If Goyim would make it, it's a tzeitzach. And then even then, you have to ask a shayla. If you do it derech groma, it might also possibly be mutter. Derech groma might be makel. You know, if groma would mean, you know, if you give your pictures in for developing to a goisha developing place, and it's got one picture of the sun, so then it could be makel, even though you don't have to tell a goy to do an issa. But probably, you know, the way he does the sun will be derech groma. You know, if it would be the only picture you're giving him, you press the button, it goes straight away. That's called the maisa. If you give all of the pictures, and in all probability, it won't be the first one he's doing. So it'll be a result. And what groma is, where you press a button, it happens a while later. Let's say you develop 10 pictures, you press the button. Picture number 10, which is developed, is only groma. So possibly that's more quality. But for you to picture of the eclipse, yeah. Is that muta asa? Yeah. Well, if it's total eclipse, you're not doing anything. It's a shana partial eclipse. I'm saying a half the moon.
Okay. I've got a whole thing on the property.
Right. It's a good sign of that.
That's how we see it, no?
That's how we see it. It could be. I'm just thinking it could be eclipse is a bit more rare than the sunset. This is kind of a one-off type of thing which once happened. I'm not sure it's a good sign of us to know. It's not so straightforward. Right, okay, we're just finishing off with one point. I didn't have a chance to get to...
Dreams.
Yeah.
He allowed to dream. When it comes to that time of year, yeah. I'm sure the kids draw that still.
Well, if they're sure, they shouldn't. You have to tell them not to. Definitely not. To teach them not to do it. Very important. And people don't know this. A lot of people know that you can't draw a picture of the sun. People don't realize the moon is exactly the same, and even more so, the moon is even part of it, and the stars the same thing. People don't realize.
Why don't you tell the kids they shouldn't be drawing?
Yes, exactly. Remember, Moshe Feinstein wrote back to my father that yes, they shouldn't be asking about the sun and the moon, they're asking about the stars. But
tell
the kids they should not draw pictures of stars. If it's just like a dot and it doesn't really, you know, but even a dot. If Lemaisa, you know, my granddaughter Shamir Shmaakar, there's only dots. It's in the sky in a very nice way, and you can see this is a star. It also depicts the star. I didn't have a chance to go into the Indian of Tzuras Adam. You're also not allowed to make a Tzura of a human being.
Taking pictures
more kuridik, because there the Shulchan Aruch says that flat is mutter. That's mutter. Because we see a person 3D, we don't see the sun 3D. That's what Tzuras Masbe. But an important thing to know is, I'm not going into this of having these things, having... them in your house, which has already been done, and keeping it in the keeping these things and keeping dolls. That's a separate chassid drabonon, but to have a doll factory is also a deraisa, because you're making a tzuras adam. So a mitzvah. Oh, well, that is exactly what it.
From dolls.
You mean how can they make it? Well, if it doesn't look like, it has to be Tzura Gemura, the possum would say. It has to have all the facial features, has to have both eyes, nose, mouth, and both ears. And has to look like Adam. If it's not got the toes or the fingers, it's mutter. So it's not a Tzura Gemura. I'm talking, if a person has a doll in the house, a child's doll, and the arm comes out, and you put it back in again, it's a deraisa. If you put it in a way that it's going to be there, permanently. If it's just our eye, that's one thing. Like I mentioned from the Gemara, the prokim, you just put it in and come out again the next day, that's mutter. But if it's going to stay there, it's also.